Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt, and extremely local news. Let's check in with Seamus Toomey, editor-in-chief and co-founder of Block Club Chicago. Good morning, Seamus.
Good morning, Wendy. Happy Friday.
Thank you so much. And it's a Friday of Labor Day weekend.
I am so ready for it, believe me.
All right. We have news about NASCAR returning to Grant Park. We were hoping...
Right. Yeah. You ready to start talking about next summer already?
And, right.
Yes. The city and NASCAR confirmed that it is coming back again to Grant Park next summer. This will be year three. It's going to be the same weekend, July 5th and 6th, around with the two big races that day, and then several weeks of setup and takedown. You know, this was pretty controversial in year one because they spent 41 days basically shutting down large sections of Grant Park. Mayor Johnson got them to knock it down to 29 days this year, which made it a little bit more palatable for residents. But yeah, definitely still some questions from people who live nearby if this is worth it. Is it too much hassle, too much public space being taken up? But it was pretty successful. It gets great ratings for at least for NASCAR you know, about 100,000 people were supposed to come. Now, next year, maybe it won't rain.
Yeah, it can't rain.
Yeah, because this is just, you know, you do all this buildup and then you see the skies open up and it's just kind of a bummer whether you support it or not. You'd like to see them at least pull it off and have a complete race for the fans who come out.
Well, the city made some money that weekend, right? I mean, it was successful that way.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, the city gets some upfront payments and they get some reimbursements for the police involved. And, you know, there's always estimates of what economic activity came in, but certainly hotels and businesses down there. I mean, they'd said in 2023 they estimated about $109 million in economic activity. I always wonder about those reports where they come up with the numbers, but definitely... just like the DNC, it pumps some money at least into the downtown economy, and the part that you can't really quantify is just sort of the way it puts Chicago in the spotlight and shows people all over how cool the city of Chicago is, and when you're racing cars and, you know, 200 miles an hour around Lakeshore Drive.
And speaking of Lakeshore Drive, I want to thank NASCAR for coming because there was this giant pothole right near Soldier Field, and because of NASCAR, that is fixed and it's smooth sailing. So thank you, NASCAR, for that. Speaking of the DNC, some of the newspaper racks were removed ahead of that. Are they coming back or what's the deal with that?
Yeah, this for people who are familiar with with the loop, you may remember there are these black metal newspaper boxes that they put in, Mayor Daley put them in the 90s to kind of like clean up the look of having 12 different newspaper boxes all lined up, all different colors, all different sorts of graffiti on them. The mayor put all these in, about 100 of them in the 90s, but they started disappearing just before the DNC. They said it was a safety issue. These are all for free papers. You can get the Reader there, you can get New City, you could get Southside Weekly, but they started pulling them all out, and it sounds like a lot of them are not coming back. The alderman downtown, Bill Conway, said, listen, I get a lot of complaints about these. They're underused, they're filled with trash, they're unsanitary, they're unsightly. So he's all for getting rid of as many as possible. But as you can imagine, the newspapers, companies that use those, they rely on them a lot. That's one of their main distribution points, and were really shocked when their vendors came by to drop off papers there and they were gone. So they're pushing back, definitely trying to save the remaining ones there. But I hate to say they're throwbacks, but they are throwbacks. they were the replacements for the old newsstands and then the newspaper boxes, and then these things, which were, you know, were pretty cool when they first went in. They were nice and clean. They had a nice font that said newspapers on it. But yeah, it's hard to it's hard to say with a straight face that these sometimes aren't filled with fast food garbage and other trash. So sometimes you walk by it and you're like, oh boy, someone needs to take a garden hose.
Yeah. Absolutely. And finally here, we've talked about upcycling things, especially buildings here in the city. What's going on with the old Southworks steel mill?
Boy, the South Mill, U.S. Steel Southworks site has been empty for a very long time, and they've been talking about many, many things there. Movie studios, a whole neighborhood. The latest thing, and it's gaining some traction, is a big, basically it's a research lab that's going to rely on quantum computers, basically supercomputers that can solve all the world's problems, as long as you can get it cold enough and have these things work. It really would be a huge innovation for Illinois and for the country to land this, about a $10 billion project. But they've been showing it off to neighbors down there in the South Chicago neighborhood, trying to get them excited about it. Trying to get a room full of people excited about quantum computers is no small task, but they're talking about trying to bring jobs to the area, finally get something going on that site. Like I said, it's a huge park. This is all along the lakefront between 87th and the Calumet River, and it wouldn't take up the whole site, so there still would be spots for perhaps a neighborhood or something else. But so they're working on getting neighbors on board. It could take a while. Like I said, billions of dollars could be pumped into this neighborhood. So I wouldn't count on it for a little bit of time, but it could be something to take up that empty spot on really a beautiful part of the lakefront.
Excellent. Well, we will look for an update on that and all of these stories at blockclubchicago.org. Seamus Toomey, editor-in-chief and co-founder of Block Club Chicago. Have a great Labor Day weekend.
Have a great weekend and go Cats.
Yep, absolutely.